First coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Crean. The Hoosiers are 15-11 on the season and 5-8 in Big Ten play. Indiana will travel to number 16 Wisconsin on Tuesday before hosting number 15 Iowa on Thursday and welcoming number 24 Ohio State to Assembly Hall on Sunday. Coach Crean, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Please start us out with a brief opening statement, and we'll open the call for questions.
Well, we're just in full preparation for a big week with us, with games on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, but putting everything right now, focus-wise for our team, into tomorrow night's game at Wisconsin. They're playing with extreme confidence. They're shooting the ball at an amazing rate right now with the way they're shooting it from three, with the way they're getting to the foul line, and the way Frank Kaminsky's playing, in the sense of getting so much off the dribble and at the rim, not just with his three-point shooting, which is obviously a big weapon, is a huge part of their team, but also the way the perimeter is shooting the ball. So they're obviously hot for a reason. They're playing both ends of the court, like I said, with great confidence, and we have our work cut out for us. There's no doubt about it. So we're excited to play, and we leave for Wisconsin later today after practice, and I'm looking forward to getting the week started.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go straight to questions from the media, please.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Dustin Burkett with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Kind of been asked this already, but how do you handle this week in terms of preparation? I mean, where do you fit a day off in there? I guess the mandated one. What do you just how do you handle just getting three to, this many games in this year?
Well, we were able to get some clearance on the day off this week. We just have to stay within the 20 hours because of the unique circumstances of how it's played out. So what it does is we have our days. We just have to shorten a few of the days to make sure we stay within that 20, and we'll have we have the game Saturday, we have the game Tuesday, and the game Thursday, and our week is really a Friday to Thursday week for us, the way our week is structured. So the game days are 3 hours, so really for us it's just a matter of not changing much, staying with the preparation that we would for each game, and really not much will be different other than the fact that we'll turn around and play. Instead of having two or more days off, we'll only have that one in between on Wednesday, as will Iowa. So really not much changes for us.
Okay. You mentioned this is, Frank Kaminsky. I think he's got like 46 points the last two games. Just what's impressed you about him? What stood out? I mean, obviously he's had a good year to begin with, but what's really stood out about him in the last couple of games?
His driving ability. I mean, he's literally taking the ball from the three-point line and getting all the way to the basket. So the shooting is there. The post-up is there without question, but the driving game is something that obviously they're spending a lot of time on. And that they've always been a very, very good isolation, one-on-one, get the matchup that they want team, whether it's in the post or on the perimeter. And it's a huge part to me of their offense. And certainly they have the swing offense, but they have numerous other things with ball screens that they can do and two-man games and the UCLA cuts that they can get something out of and all the different things that they do. But the isolation and drives are a huge part of it, and I think that's where Frank is scoring a lot of points lately.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Zach Osterman with the Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I guess I kind of wanted to follow up on something Dustin asked. I know we've talked a little bit about getting ready for such a weird week. I mean, does it kind of go back to maybe some of those stretches at the beginning of the season where games would come hot and fast, where you play 3 in 8 days or 2 in a week and that kind of thing? Do you maybe kind of, especially with younger players, go back through kind of how they handled that stretch
No.
of the season when you start talking to them about this?
No, because I think last week is a distant memory for a young team. So I don't, and if it wasn't a distant memory, if last Saturday, the previous Saturday with Purdue wasn't a distant memory when we played this just the other night against Northwestern, we'd really be in trouble. You don't want them to have a long memory on those things. You want them to have an experience that they can look at the next time there's a little bit better understanding on how to play. But, I mean, that's so far back. So, no, we won't spend any time on that. I mean, it's a different part of the season. It's a different level of teams, you know, everything, you know, right in there. So again, you're pacing your team the entire way during the season. You're trying to get them to the point where they're playing good basketball deeper into the season, where they're continuing to improve. And I think you just can't get away from improvement. But the bottom line is, we'll recall the Iowa preparation on Wednesday, because they did such a good job at that way, and hopefully some of that is still fresh in their minds. But as far as going back to some type of area or time in the season to reflect on back with them, I don't think that would serve much purpose for these guys.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Jones with Peaks.com.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good.
Hey, during the TV broadcast of the Northwestern game, the announcer said something to the effect of they had a conversation with you and they felt, in their words, quote, Tom Crean is confident Noah Vonleh is coming back next year. And it seemed like a confusing statement. Could you just maybe clarify that conversation and kind of clear things out with Noah in that process?
I don't remember that. Who said it? Here's the thing. I rarely watch. I mean, I watch the games. But I rarely ever listen to the broadcast. Some I do. Some people I listen to, but I haven't listened to that one, and that's just because I didn't. I mean, I just evaluated the film off the film, but I don't remember that, and I don't remember who would have said it. I don't remember that in conversation. And right now that all be a hypothetical to me anyways. Who said it? Do you remember?
Not Bartle, the play-by-play announcer, was
Josh
Lewin. Right in front of me, right?
Yeah, I don't remember
that.
I mean, I don't even know. I spent a little time with him. He did a great job, but I didn't listen to the broadcast, and I can't say that I'm gonna. So, I really don't have much to be able to add in context with that. So, I mean, that's not anything that, when it comes to Noah's situation, that I'd be talking about anyways. So.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to get clarification since he said
Yeah, I can't clarify it for you. I'm sorry. Really, I haven't listened to it.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like we're all set. Thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, take care.
Talk to you next week. Thank you.